This is the forecast for the 2017 Pisces New Moon Solar Eclipse by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Pisces New Moon takes place on February 26, 2017 at 6:58 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:48 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 8 degrees Pisces, 12 minutes. Time for another growth spurt. This one's been building for a couple of years, but it still might take you by surprise. How are you at surfing? Or riding a wave? Not that you have much choice, and not that effort is required. A surge is coming, no matter what you do, with the force to carry you into the next 19 years. The excitement is coming off the Pisces new moon, which combines the cosmic whammy of a solar eclipse with an undercurrent of fire power. Even if it's not hitting a point in your chart, it's bound to be a watershed moment, pun fully intended. The eclipse is finishing a cycle that's been with us for 2 years on the Virgo-Pisces axis. This cycle has had us revisiting, reevaluating, and rebooting issues of boundaries versus interconnectedness, logic versus faith, rationalization versus compassion, and service versus martyrdom. We're wrapping up and moving on from this process just as the next one is beginning, courtesy of the Leo-Aquarius eclipses, which began with the Leo full moon of February 10. The gear shift moves us from learning to remain intact while soaking in the sea of humanity to the next challenge of shining brightly in the midst of a group. The shift comes with shocks, jolts, and goodbyes. A solar eclipse always closes something out and leaves something behind. This one stands to wash away situations, patterns, and likely specific people. Some departures could go unnoticed or come with camouflage, unclear motive, or subterfuge that takes months to be fully detected or appreciated. Be on the lookout for sacrificial lambs. A sense of unreality is probable. No, not these days. This could be gentle and lovely, as if the divine is at work, or maybe raw magic. It could also be disorienting to the point of putting somebody's sanity in question. Thank the new moon's host, Neptune, ruler of illusion, escapism, and transcendence. He's not only in the thick of this party, but he's also the first planet the sun and the moon will meet after they separate. The moon 6 hours later, the sun 3 days later on March 1st. His close involvement amplifies the otherworldly, unhinged from normal reality character of a Pisces eclipse. Surface appearances may have nothing to do with what is really happening. Take heart, though. Since the event is a graduation exercise, we don't have to fall prey to lower delusional potentials. We've been dealing with and working on this area of life, and we can apply what we've learned to this final burst. That means, know where the borders are between you and others. Safeguard your boundaries. No codependency. Got that? Use a connection to a higher force, faith, divine guidance, love, as the navigational tool for the waters and for the likely fog, more likely steam, that blankets them. Trust is essential. There's not much time to think. Likely, you're not going to see the biggest developments coming. Even if you do catch a glimpse, good luck doing anything about it. We're about to be transported by a massive energy surge, or several. Every solar eclipse brings an effect like hitting a power-up in the old Nintendo Mario Kart game. In this instance, though, it's more like you're on a jet ski or powerboat. You'll be traveling along and blam, the pace will quicken like crazy, and it'll be all you can do to hang on for the ride. You may feel as if a huge force is rising up within or under you and sweeping you along. This eclipse is turbocharged with urgency, unpredictability, volatility, aggression, and passionate non-rational impulses. With Neptune in the mix, you may not appreciate the power of those waters or what's in them with you until you're well underway. That's because this eclipse is powered by an intense and dynamic evolutionary surge that word again, a loose cardinal T-square linking the god of war and the cosmic rebel, Mars and Uranus, the lord of death and the underworld, Pluto, and the most expansive influence in the sky, Jupiter. This configuration plays out from February 22nd to 27th as Mars squares Pluto, teams with Uranus, and then opposes Jupiter. The configuration is raucous and energizing to the max. The combination promises to affect and reshape issues of home, family, tradition, nurturing, and security as the pressure rushes to find expression in the sign opposite Pluto, Cancer. Political alert. Think immigration and borders have been hot issues? Just wait. The intensity peaks on the day of the new moon when Mars and Uranus meet. They're unleashing the energetic equivalent of dynamite detonating or a geyser erupting, sudden, explosive, violent, and propulsive, shattering and destroying as they shoot events forward and color the next 6 months as the eclipse plays out. Resistance is futile. Situations will be changing in an instant, and time may feel like it's speeding up like crazy. There's no point in hanging on to any person or situation that slips away. Clutching may lead to something blowing up in your hand. All you can do is ride with it, whether that means acting on motivation that's igniting within you or climbing on your surfboard and hollering, "Cowabunga!" You're up to this. You've been in training for the past 2 years as the Virgo Pisces eclipses have pushed you to simplify and reset your life, habits, and personal boundaries. You are as prepared as is humanly possible. There will be moments that take you by surprise, that take your breath away, that make your heart race, that make your head spin, that stun and probably sting. You may cry. You may swear angels are at work. And you may feel exhilarated, lighter and freer than ever, and jubilantly, utterly alive. You can do this. When you land on stable ground a few months from now, look to see who's made it to the same destination and celebrate what you've done. You can chat with me about what this new moon means in the Facebook Live Astro Chat that I am doing on Friday, February 24th at noon Eastern Standard Time at the Om Times Magazine Facebook page. And if you'd like some pointers for working with the energy of this new moon, why, I happen to have a course on that, Working with the Moon, a one-hour talk that is available through the Om Times Expert Learning Platform, which is experts.omtimes.com/Kathy, that's K-A-T-H-Y, Biehl, that's B-I-E-H-L. Visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, for my weekly podcasts, to sign up for my mailing list and to book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.